Today I'm joined by Dr. Julie Colvin, a seasoned family medicine physician at St. Joseph's Health. With over 30 years of experience, Dr. Colvin is renowned for her compassionate care and expertise in managing chronic conditions like hypertension. Her commitment to patient education and proactive care led her office to achieve the highest rate of hypertension control among all Trinity Health hospitals. In this episode, Dr. Colvin will share her insights on understanding and managing blood pressure and offering practical advice to help you take charge of your cardiovascular health. This is the St. Joseph's Health Medcast. From St. Joseph's Health, I'm Scott Webb. Dr. Colvin, it's nice to have you here today. We're going to talk about blood pressure control and what does that mean and how do we do it. And I know your office achieved the highest rate of hypertension control among all Trinity Health hospitals for more than a year, which is pretty awesome. So what specific strategies or protocols did you implement to reach that milestone?
First, I wanted to say Trinity Health pay very close attention on patients' well-being, especially hypertension, and measure accurately, act rapidly, and partner with patient. It was first initiated by American Heart Association, and Trinity Health adapt that strategy. And we have very frequent meetings. We have champions to focus to helping people to manage the hypertension, from all the way the CMO of Trinity Health, Dan Weiswasser, and to local ministries. And we as a whole, not just the St. Joe's physicians, but the entire Trinity, taking patients' hypertension management very seriously. And we want to be national leader as hypertension control, because we know the control hypertension significantly decrease patients, not just cardiovascular risk, but also decrease patients to have the stroke and kidney disease and congestive heart failure and all that by just simply measure patient blood pressure and partner with patient to control the blood pressure and hopefully make patients' quality of life better.
Yeah, it really sounds like a team effort, you know, top down, bottom up, everybody pulling on the same end, so to speak, with the best interests of patients at heart, of course. So why is it so important that we take hypertension seriously?
Hypertension is one of the leading causes of the cardiovascular disease.
Right.
High blood pressure can cause the enlarged heart, lead to congestive heart failure. High blood pressure untreated can cause a stroke, and high blood pressure can also cause chronic kidney disease. Those are very debilitating disease. For example, like a cardiovascular disease, it's number one killer throughout the entire disease spectrum. And we talk about cancer, right? For women, a lot of people are worried about having breast cancer. We talked a lot about breast cancer, and there's a lot of movement about that. But if you think about it, the leading cause of death, it's not actually the breast cancer or cancer in general. It is cardiovascular disease. And even during the COVID pandemic, the leading cause of the death, it's not COVID. It's still cardiovascular disease. That just tells you how important it is. Control patients' blood pressure, decrease the chance of the cardiovascular disease, can help patients live longer and live better.
Yeah, and as somebody in his 50s, you know, I think about living longer, and that sounds like a good plan to me, and I'm sure it does to a lot of patients and providers, of course. So how do you educate and empower your patients to take an active role in managing their blood pressure?
A lot of patients feel, especially people in the 50s like you or even younger, they don't go to see doctor often, and they are nervous when they go to see the physicians or the primary care providers. So the best way actually measure blood pressure accurately is not just at the doctor's office. It is at home. And I'm a firm believer everyone should have a blood pressure machine or should have access to home blood pressure machine just to check your blood pressure on a regular basis to make sure your blood pressure is normal. And truly, when you are not nervous or even you are on a daily basis and have a pulse check and your blood pressure so that you know what it is best in terms of your numbers, because a lot of patients, actually more than half of patients in the United States who have hypertension don't know they even have it.
Right.
Just because elevated blood pressure, initially, patients do not have symptoms.
Then let's talk about what types of patients should monitor their blood pressure at home.
So I would say everyone. Everyone should monitor their blood pressure at home, just because hypertension is so under diagnosis.
Yeah.
And for example, I have data shows the CDC reports that only 22.5% of patients with high blood pressure have their blood pressure condition under control. That just tells you so many people don't know. So if I would advise anyone, I would say, doesn't matter, get your blood pressure checked. And doesn't matter your race, your gender, your age, or your lifestyle, just check your blood pressure.
Yeah, that's great advice from an expert. And along those lines, doctor, how do we do that? How do we take our blood pressure? What's the right way to do it?
There's a lot of home blood pressure machine now are very good. In the old days, we all thought, we go to doctor's office, they check our blood pressure, right?
Sure.
And nowadays, just like everything else, the technology of blood pressure machines are so much better now. They're very accurate. If you would say, okay, I really wanted a reputable place I can find a blood pressure machine and I can trust, there is a website from CDC. It's called validbp.org. So if you go on validbp.org, you can find a list of home blood pressure machines you can get anywhere between around $50 to $100. And a lot of them are even cheaper than $50.
Sure.
And it's a good investment because, nowadays people paying phone bills probably, and every month it's over $50.
Easily, right? Yeah.
Yes. And having a good blood pressure machine, it's so important. I feel that money is really well worth it for anyone.
Yeah.
And for some patients who are very, they have a pretty large arm, right? Mm-hmm. They said, okay, the machine just doesn't fit me. If those patients, the wrist blood pressure, it's an alternative choice. It's not ideal, not as good as our machine, but the blood pressure machine on the wrist, it could be useful. As long as when you check the blood pressure and put the wrist right next to your heart, that has the best accuracy.
And I'm assuming you recommend then, just like when we're at the doctor's office, having both feet on the ground, back supported, be as relaxed as possible, those kinds of things?
Absolutely. So checking the blood pressure right away means, yes, first of all, try not to smoke or drink coffee right before you get to the doctor's office. I guarantee that's going to make your blood pressure high.
Yeah.
And some patients don't know, even they have a full bladder. And if they hold in until, to finish the doctor visit, that actually full bladder can elevate blood pressure too. So make sure you go. You said, okay, well, if I need to have a blood pressure check, let me go to the bathroom, empty my bladder, and then, make the back supported, feet on the ground, and relax. We also have automatic office blood pressure monitoring. So Trinity Health actually has been advocating, encourage all the offices to use that. What do we use? It's a machine calibrated. And then patients will be in the examining room. We check the blood pressure for 5 minutes and three blood pressure over 5 minutes span.
Right.
And then we'll get the average blood pressure. And that way it will somewhat eliminate the right coat syndrome.
Right. And sort of take nerves and just walking in and those types of things that might throw the test off. So to take some of that out of it, I've had that done myself where they take the average over 5 minutes or so, and it seems to be pretty effective. And it's been good stuff today. It's great to learn from you today. Let's just finish up and talk about how you tailor hypertension management plans, specifically to the individual to meet their needs.
Absolutely. So for hypertension control, first of all, we have to measure accurately, right? What confirm patients truly have hypertension. And then what we do well at Trinity Health is act rapidly. So when patients really have elevated blood pressure, we don't let patient just leave without making follow-up appointment and have them to get a blood pressure machine at home and then check it a few times before they come back to see us. And then we will review the blood pressure results with them and provide their education, of course. Mm. And then if the blood pressure is truly high, we will start to treat patient the blood pressure right away. So how to tell by individual, it really depends on patients. Of course, lifestyle is a big part of it. Low salt diet, active lifestyle, eating more vegetables. Those are advices we give to everyone. So for different populations, we treat patients slightly different. Yeah. For example, there's different medication classes. And for patients who have very active lifestyles and they cannot be by the bathroom frequently, so we use a different category of medication versus diuretics, which initially make patients go to the bathroom very frequently. And then for elderly patients, we use a different medication so that we make sure the kidney function would not be affected and their legs are not swollen. So really, everyone is different. We have to look at what a patient's lifestyle is and then we tailor to what is the best individually for those patients. And patient has to be willing to take the medication and patient has to be able to tolerate medication. That comes down to treating hypertension really as a partner with patients.
Yeah.
Without a patient, we can tell them anything we wanted, but without that partnership, we will not be successful in hypertension control.
Right. Yeah, that's all good stuff. You know, individual plans, not just a one size fits all, really partnering with patients, the top down support you have at Trinity Health Hospitals. It's really good stuff. So thank you so much for your time today.
Absolutely.
And for more information, please visit sjhsyr.org. That's sjhsyr.org. And if you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social media. I'm Scott Webb. Thanks again for listening to the St. Joseph's Health Medcast from St. Joseph's Health.